1302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Good to see you, Brother Bill. He's still Bill on me back there. Hi, little bit. Amen. Thank God for Brother Bill. We continue to pray for him, the Lord bringing him along. Amen. Amen. Pray for all of our members, those who are sick and shut in, as well as those who are in recovery and who are with us today. Thank God again for those who are visiting with us. Now, if you would turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Job. It looked like Job, but that's Job. The book of Job. And I want to slide a verse out in chapter number 7. The 7th chapter of the book of Job. If I got to say amen, a little more time, say hold on. Somebody say hold on, we're going to wait on you. I'll get a little water on that one. Amen. Seventh chapter of Job, and if you would allow me, I'm just read 3 and 4 with the emphasis on verse number 4. And it reads, so I have been allotted months of fertility, and wearisome nights have been appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night be ended. For I've had my fill of tossing till dawn. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night be ended. For I have had my fill of tossing till dawn. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now thanking you for your spirit and everything that has gone on thus far. We pray now that you grant us a fresh anointing of your spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. To our associates in the person of Reverend Smith and Head, and to all of our officers and members and visitors, and to Sister Stead, who must have read my mind when she was sitting in the back because she got on up and came where she's supposed to be. Amen. We got a connection like that. Amen. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise? The night be ended, for I have my fill of tossing till dawn. For a few moments, I want to talk from the subject tossing and turning. All right. But brothers and sisters, let me say to us this morning that there are times, and there will be times, thank you, ushers, in every Christian's life where the troubles and trials that come upon us will seem so unfair. And often, like Job, we will find ourselves tossing and turning and unable to sleep at night. And so let me begin by saying that I draw my subject this morning from the text as well as from a song recorded in the 60s by a secular singer named Bobby Lewis. Now, the name for Jackson of that song was entitled Tossing and Turning. And for 23 weeks, this song rode the music charts and eventually hit the number one spot in both of the pop as well as the rhythm and blues categories. But now, this was the only monster hit recorded by Bobby Lewis. But Jones, it was on the lips and in the minds of practically every teenager of that time who had been in love. Now the theme, the song theme is about a woman who had, as we used to say, Bobby's nose wide open, meaning he was madly in love. So much so that he was unable to sleep at night. Listen to the lyrics of the song. He said, I couldn't sleep at all last night, just thinking of you. He said things weren't right because I was tossing and turning. Tossing and turning all night. Then he said, I kicked the blankets on the floor and turned my pillow upside down. Never did this before, but I was tossing and turning all night. Then he said he jumped out the bed, turned on the lights, pulled down the shade, and went to the kitchen for a bite. Then he rolled up the shade, turned off the light, and he jumped back in the bed in the middle of the night. He said the clock downstairs was striking four, couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door because I was tossing and turning all night. My brothers and sisters, this brother had it bad. Are you with me? Well, I don't know if I've ever been that head over heels in love, Reverend Coleman, where I couldn't sleep at night. But in my life, I have had some sleepless night, not because I was in love. Are you with me? But I was tossing and turning over problems, troubles, and trials. Is there anybody here know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about those times when troubles, the troubles of this life caused you to toss and turn all night long, causing you to be unable to go to sleep. Because sometimes troubles can be so great that you will find yourself praying at night for the morning to hurry up and come. So at least you can maybe go to work or church or somewhere and try to forget about your problem for at least a little while. Well, that's what Job was saying in our text in verse 4 in plain and simple terms. He said, I pray for the night to end, but it stretches out while I toss and turn. And this is according to the contemporary English version of the Bible. Because trouble, my brothers and sisters, will test you and find out what you're made of. Now, I believe that almost everybody here this morning and those listening by way of radio have had some problems that seem to have no solution or reason why it happened to you. Especially if you're a Christian, because, Brother Jones, you know, sometimes it seems like when you're trying to live for God, troubles and trials just seem to come from everywhere. And that's why it seems so unfair. But my brothers and sisters, you and I must learn and understand that the word of God says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. In other words, righteous folk got to go through also. But now the key word here is righteousness. Because first of all, we must understand that there are two types of righteousness. Now one is called self-righteousness, which means to think of oneself as being better than everyone else. In other words, it's talking about a person who thinks they're righteous because they don't curse, smoke, or drink, or do drugs, and so on. But they look down on those who do without ever offering them a word of godly advice. My brothers and sisters, this is self-righteousness. Because, listen, just because you don't do any of those things don't make you righteous. Because a whole lot of folk in the church don't do any of that, but they are guilty of other stuff, like not speaking to the neighbor, like holding grudges against somebody, like always wanting to be recognized and seen for whatever they do for somebody in the church. And so let me straighten you out, because to be the righteousness of God is to be made anew. That's what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. He said, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, they are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And so, as we make our way to the text, the Bible says, according to Job 1:1, that Job was a blameless and he was upright. He was one who feared God and shunned, turned away from evil. But in spite of all of that, Reverend Coleman, Job found himself going through some severe testing. And the bad thing about it, Reverend Smith, is that he doesn't know that he's the subject of a spiritual contest between God and Satan. And that's why the book of Job is called one of the most profound books in all of the Bible, because it confronts head on the toughest questions of the Christian experience, and that is, why do the righteous suffer and the evil prosper? That's why I believe that perhaps every Christian who's ever gone through some severe trials in their life, I believe you say, what did I do to deserve this? Why is this happening to me? How many of you listening this morning have ever asked questions like that while you were going through a midnight crisis that caused you to lose sleep at night? Yes, many times you can find yourself saying, Lord, you said in your word that you would make my enemies my footstool. That, Lord, you told me in your word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But yet I am tossing and turning, and I can't even go to sleep at night. Text reveal that Job has suffered a tremendous series of calamities that wiped out all that he held as value. Because in one tragic day, yes, Lord, Brother Crowell, he lost his possessions, his 7 children, and subsequently he lost his health and was afflicted with a disease that left him covered with boils and soles from the top of his head all the way down to his feet. Then to top that off, his wife turned against him and suggested that he curse God and commit suicide. Look at your neighbor and say, you thought you were going through something. And so in the text, yes, Lord, Job says in plain and simple terms, I pray for the night to end, but it stretches out while I toss and turn. But you know, still we can look and learn from Job, because despite all of these pressures, Job trusted in the mercy, the love, and the grace of God. And he refuses to do what Satan was trying to get him to do, and that was to give up and curse God and die. And so I stop by to tell somebody today that you must never give up or surrender to the devil's plans. Although I know that sometimes life gets hard, but I tell you, tell your neighbor, you got too much to lose if you give up now. Because what we must understand is that in every trial on this Christian journey, there are 2 purposes in operation, and that is, Satan has his purpose and God has his. But now Satan's purpose here was to use Job's pain and Job's illness to afflict his body, then to use the well-intentioned comfort of his friends to irritate his soul because his so-called friends, Bildad, Eliphaz, and Zophar, were trying to tell him that he must have done something wrong.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.